You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. There is a huge, huge shift coming. I'm doing this like Taylor Swift week. There might even be some Easter eggs in my content. Pay attention. It is all leading to something new. It is coming, but August 10th, 23, something huge is dropping. This is going to change everything. This is what I've been leading up to. This is what you've been waiting for. Buckle the fuck up. Things are about to get so, so good. Hello, my loves, and welcome to the Purpose Show podcast. Today's a really big day because I am making some announcements, really kind of going to be teasing some big things that are coming. But more than that, I want to talk about the rebranding of not just my business and, you know, Ali Casaza as a brand, but also me, myself as a person and just a human that has gone through massive change and transformation over the past couple of years. And just really kind of peel back the curtain and share some of the things that I have come out of and some of the things that have changed and how it's being reflected in the business. So if you are someone that has gone through a lot the past couple of years, or at any point in your life, really, and you've gone through like a metamorphosis, I really think you're going to resonate with this. And I'm obviously going to have some lessons tied into this and just a really good conversation. So let's dive in. This is essentially, you guys know how I'm always talking about like my becoming her journey and walking you through your own becoming her journey. This has turned into an entire program on its own. This has turned into like a major theme in my business, this whole idea of becoming her being the next level version of yourself. I'm really teaching you guys after, you know, doing this myself and teaching myself how to literally just shift into that next level version of yourself rather than like doing traditional goal setting. Like I will never set a goal in a traditional way again. It doesn't work. It's unnecessarily long. I can just shift into the version of me that lives that way, has that result, has that life now and embody her. And then the change comes into my physical reality so much faster. So basically, over the last couple of years, I stopped doing a lot of things. Before that, like even 2 years ago, I was at the tail end of still living this way. I was operating from such a place of fear in my life most of the time. And then I would have these like spurts of like this like spicy rebellion or like I would like lash out in my personal life, in my marriage, in my relationships, like in my business, in my brand, because I felt so repressed and so lost. And I had a lot of anger. I had a lot of confusion. I had a lot of resentment in my heart from just some of the ways that I was brought up in religion and in the school that I was raised in. And I know that I've, you know, alluded to a lot about that and just really being screwed up in so many ways from that experience. And because I was so repressed and just felt so lost and confused and separated from my true self, like I felt separated from, you know, what I believe is God from my truest self. And so when you live in that place, of course you're going to be angry. Of course you're going to feel lost. Of course there's going to be a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. I was having, you know, a lot of physical and mental and emotional health issues. Like I just felt very disconnected from, like I said, really like myself. It was such an unhappy time. And I was operating from that place. So much fear, so much repression, so much confusion, like not really knowing who I am and how to connect with her. And even through that, I had a message to share. And I had clarity about that message. And I received a lot of downloads that the world needed. I received a lot of wisdom and experience and lessons that I was able to translate into this business, into this brand. And it reached people who needed it. I am like so beyond incredibly grateful for that. It just goes to show the lesson there is grace. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it together. If you feel like you have an idea, if you feel like you have a message, just start, just do it, just say it. I was so unaware of how I was functioning at that point in time. I had no idea what it felt like to have a regulated nervous system. Like I was such an anxious person. I had so, like I said, so much anger, and I didn't even really know. Like I did not know what was needed. I did not know that I was lost. I did not know that all of these things I had gone through was even trauma. Like there was so much just built up, and even still, my message was important, and I was able to receive that and put it out into the world and help people and create programs and courses and make money and impact. And it's beautiful. It's the story of grace. So if you're listening to this and you just feel like you have to have all your ducks in a row, girl, you don't. You never will. I still don't. I'm not sitting here on this couch like, and now I have it all together and it's amazing. Like, no, F that. That's not the truth at all. I'm always becoming, always growing, always evolving. For all I know, I could look back in 2 more years on this time and be like, wow, I really didn't know what was going on. Because human beings are always supposed to be evolving and changing and growing. And that's the point. But over the last couple of years, I went through a absolutely massive crumbling. I call it the crumbling for a couple of reasons. Number one, that's what it was. It's what it felt like. And also, it was a message that I received during some quiet time, some spiritual time when I was really in the thick of like the worst of the last couple of years. Just the message that like, this is a crumbling. The old has to crumble to make space for the new to be built up. And I fought it. I fought it for so long. And I fought it so hard. Like I did not want the old to die. I didn't want to lose people. I didn't want to lose, you know, like my old reputation because the good girl, the vanilla girl, the like, she's so nice. She's so good. She's so like, I, as a Christian and was like fundamental evangelical vibes. I was taught that like being good is everything. It's everything. And so like I was so deathly afraid. It felt like life or death for me to release that and stop playing in that ballpark and to go and do something different, if that's making sense. So I went through this huge crumbling that was so long, I think, because I was fighting it so hard. And so eventually, through multiple different things that happened, conversations, decisions, everything that needed to go was purged from my life. And a lot of it felt like an involuntary purge. Like it, so much was happening. So much was just falling all around me. Like I'm not trying to be dramatic. It's just how it felt. But then like I kind of noticed it and started to, I guess, be okay with the crumbling and just accept it. And I kind of ran with it. And I started consciously letting go of things, of people that were not meant to come with me into the next phase of my life. I finally admitted to myself that I believed different things than how I was raised, that that was not what was true for me, that that was not good for me, healthy for me, that it's not how I wanted to raise my kids, that Brian and I wanted to come out of everything. We lost a lot of people. Brian and I both lost our core circle. And that's going to happen when you transform. It was a lot. Like, it was so hard. I started speaking out about what I was healing from, who I was becoming, and we lost a lot of people that we still love, but they just weren't meant to be as close to us in this next phase of life. And that's another lesson. Like, not everyone is meant to come with you. And when you are gripping on so tight to old relationships, old friendships, old circles, old places that you spend time, old everything and anything, you're holding onto it out of fear and you're making a decision. You're living your life out of fear and it is not serving you. And more than that, it's not serving the people that you love that you're holding on so tight to. You're not meant to come with them through every phase either. Maybe you're not meant to go with them. It's not just about you and, oh, they're not meant to come with me, like this hyper self-focused way of thinking. You're also messing with their purpose and their story and their journey by gripping on too tight. We are not meant to go through life with the same group of people in the same capacity and the same level of closeness perfectly seamlessly for our entire lives. Because as you grow and as they grow, you often grow apart. It is so hard. It is so, there's parts that are so sad. And there's been a lot of pain, a lot of hard conversations, a lot of things that hurt me, things that were perceived by people in a way that, God, I never wanted that. And it hurt them. And I had to like go and apologize and just, but still stand firm. And this is what I'm going to do though. This is who I am. This is how I'm shifting and evolving. And it's okay if you're not meant to come with me. And it was the hardest thing, possibly one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. What's different now, more than anything, is how I feel and where I'm operating from. I feel so grounded in who I am. I have this developed sense of self that feels so solid. It is affecting the way I mother and parent. It's affecting the way I show up as a friend. It's affecting the way I spend my time and what my priorities are. And it is so affecting how I am teaching, how I am showing up, how I am coming to the world from that place. It is so much more powerful and feels so good. It feels so much better than putting on, like, it's almost like I was unconsciously, authenticity is one of my core values. So whenever I would feel fake or inauthentic, it would bother me so much. I would almost feel like physically ill. Like I could just feel that I was not being my authentic self, but I didn't know why or how to change it because I didn't know who my authentic self was. And if you've never been through anything that made you feel that way, that will probably sound really dramatic or make zero sense. But I know there's people listening to this that are like raising their hands and saying, yes, that's totally me. Because if you know, you know. And so finding my authentic self, this sounds so cheesy and so cliche, but I don't give a fuck. Let it be. I feel so grounded in that. I feel grounded in, I know I'm always going to be growing and always going to be evolving, but I'm grounded in that evolving. I'm grounded in the fact that I am always changing. I'm grounded in my soul. I'm grounded in my truest self. I'm grounded in the relationship that I have with myself, with my higher self, with God, with Source. Like, I feel so wildly different. And I am so grateful to be in this place. When you go through something like this, this like metamorphosis, of course it's going to be different. Of course it's going to affect your work, your relationships, your parenting. It's going to affect everything. But I really want to shift into talking about how it's being reflected in my business, in my company, because you guys are here, you're along for the ride, and this is huge. The biggest lesson that I have learned from the past couple of years as it relates to my work is stop forcing shit. Lean in to the scary nudges. Those nudges are your guiding light. They are your lighthouse. I know it's scary to get kind of an inkling that maybe what you've been doing, what's been working for so long, might be time to go. It's terrifying, especially when you're talking about like your money, your livelihood, something really big, really public that other people are looking at. Like I had so much fear. Like fear was the old theme of my life, personal life and business. And then in this crumbling that I went through, there was a new kind of fear. Like, holy shit, I feel like I need to let all of this go. But what would that even mean? What would that even look like? What people think? What people say? I'm going to piss everyone off. Would I even make money doing something different? Like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I held on to the old way of running my business and my old business model and my old way of showing up and my old voice for so long because of fear. Fear of what people would think, fear of what people would say, fear that I would mess up my business and hurt my family, hurt other people. Like, honestly, it's not even that deep. I made it that serious. And I was just forcing. I was trying to force things to work. The universe was giving me clear signs that it wasn't working. Certain things that used to bring in so much revenue and support so many people were just not working. Like I had clear indicators that it was time to dive in and move forward. And the reason I say that is because that's the way it works in business and in personal life. If you are doing something that you've done for a long time and it is not working anymore, that is your sign to reevaluate and go a different way. Because if it kept working, you would never look at it. You would never change anything. You would just be like, well, this works. I'm making money. I'm making impact. I'm not going to change anything. But when it stops working like it used to, or it stops feeling good, sometimes it still works, but it just doesn't feel good anymore. Those are your signs that it's time to go a different way. And so I was having all of those signs. Some things were working really well and I just wasn't enjoying it. It wasn't feeling good. Other things were just not going, not flowing, not working. But I was so afraid to lean into the scary nudges and intuitive hits that I was kind of getting about like what to do next. And so finally, we get to this point. I have been here for a while. I feel like I am constantly in the pursuit of her, the next level self, the next level business, the next level woman, the next level leader. I've been in a cocoon this entire time and kind of showing little hints to you guys about what's new and who I'm becoming and who I am now. But now it is time to like reveal the whole butterfly. I have released my old business model. There is a massive shift about to take place. There is a huge rebrand coming. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a teaser because I'm basically having a Taylor Swift week. Okay. In August, if you're listening to this live, I'm releasing this at the end of July, 2023. There is a huge shift coming. I'm doing this like Taylor Swift week. There might even be some Easter eggs in my content. Pay attention. It is all leading to something new. It is coming. The big thing is coming on August 10th. Pay attention. It's coming. Something is going to come first on the 7th. Something's going to drop, something really exciting. And then on the 8th, another little something's going to drop. But August 10th, 23, something huge is dropping. This is going to change everything. This is what I've been leading up to. This is what you've been waiting for. Ali Casaza is a rebranded bish. She's a rebranded person and she's a rebranded company. I am so grateful for you coming along for the ride. Buckle the fuck up. Things are about to get so, so good. The lesson in this episode, my loves, is lean in. Lean into the fear, lean into the scary shit, lean into those nudges. Don't suppress them like I did for so long. I knew what to do next. I've always known. You know what to do. You've always known what to do and you know what to do now, but you're scared. You're scared to listen because you might hear something or get an idea that's really fucking scary. Lean in. And not everyone is supposed to come with you in the next phase of your life, and you're not always supposed to go with them. So it's okay to release the old way relationships worked. It's okay to release the old way friendships functioned. It's okay to let them go. We can let them go with so much love. Even if they're not understanding and it doesn't feel loving on the other side, we can send them so much love and be grounded in what we know and be so kind and so grounded and be an open, safe space. If they ever want to reach out and they ever want to talk and they ever want to come back, I know that that's what I'm here for and I'm sitting here waiting for them. You can be in that same place, but it's not always supposed to stay the same, and that's okay. I love you guys. I cannot wait to show you everything that's coming, sending you so much love and light. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Kazaza, and this is The Purpose Show.